Iran's Khamenei, U.S. suffers from moral deviations, will soon collapse. By Francis Martel on November 3, 2020. Supreme Leader of Iran Ayatollah Ali Khamenei declared in a speech on Tuesday, America's National Election Day, that the severe political, civil, and moral deviations of the United States will ensure that it will not last long. Khamenei also claimed that the Iranian regime has no preference between President Donald Trump and Democrat Party candidate Joe Biden. Although federal law enforcement officials caught Iran trying to interfere in the election by sending fraudulent emails pretending to be the Proud Boys, a male interest political group, attempting to embarrass the Trump campaign. A Newsweek analysis citing several unnamed officials concluded that the Iranian regime would prefer a Biden victory. Khamenei's underling, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, predicted in remarks last month that Biden or Trump, regardless of who wins, would have to surrender to the Iranian nation following their inauguration. Khamenei made his remarks during a speech to celebrate the birthday of Muhammad, Islam's holiest figure, which Shiite Muslims celebrate at a different date than Sunnis. Sunni Muslims observed the holiday last week. Iranian news outlets also claimed that Tuesday was the national day of fight against global arrogance. No matter who wins the U.S. elections, it won't affect our policy toward the U.S. Some people talk about what will happen if this or that one is elected. Yes, certain events may happen, but they don't concern us. Our policy is calculated and clear, Khamenei said, according to Iran's Tasnim news agency. The U.S. regime suffers from severe political, civil, and moral deviations. This is what their own analysts say. Such a regime won't last long, Khamenei predicted. Of course, if certain people hold office, they speed up its destruction, while with others it may take a little longer. Khamenei did not name who he believed would be likelier to speed up the destruction of America. In highlights from the Supreme Leader's speech posted on his website, he further insulted America by calling it a regime of arrogance responsible for global terrorism. That regime of arrogance is a collection of harms, mischief and evils. The regime of arrogance is warmongering, a terrorist and breeds terrorism, Khamenei said. It is interfering, corrupt and monopolistic. This means that the arrogant regime is an embodiment of indecency, evils and mischief. Therefore, confronting such arrogance and such a phenomenon is synonymous with rationality. Khamenei also used his nationally televised time to insult French President Emmanuel Macron and the French nation in general. Islamic leaders globally have condemned Macron for honoring a school teacher beheaded by a teen jihadist last month for using cartoons of Muhammad from the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo in a class on freedom of speech. The heads of state of Turkey, Egypt, Iran, and Pakistan, as well as powerful political leaders in countries like Saudi Arabia, Bangladesh, and Indonesia, have condemned Macron, who definitively stated in remarks at the teacher Samuel Paty's memorial service, "We will never give up cartoons." Today, the main enemies of Islam are the arrogant powers and Zionism. The last manifestation of their enmity was the Paris incident. It is not just about one caricaturist committing a wrongdoing. Arrogant powers and Zionism support this, Khamenei said, referring to Israel and its general safeguards for free speech. The French government relates insulting the Prophet to freedom. Defending a caricaturist's viciousness and supporting terrorists are two sides of the same coin. The Iranian Islamic regime has been predicting America's downfall since it took over decades ago. Last month, the Iranian Expediency Council, a religious agency, held an international webinar alongside Imam Hossein University to discuss why the era when the U.S. was the world superpower is in the past. To highlight the point, the event occurred at the former U.S. embassy that Islamist radicals overran violently in 1979. Participants in the webinar said, according to state-run press TV, the U.S. is in decline on multiple fronts and can no longer paint itself as a moral leader in a globalized world where multilateralism and the fundamental norms of international law prevail. The regime scheduled a similar seminar for 2021, suggesting it continues to expect the United States to exist then. Iran has faced prodigious geopolitical struggles during the Trump era thanks to Trump refusing to abide by the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal and the imposition of growing sanctions to punish the regime for its human rights atrocities in Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Lebanon, and elsewhere in the world. The nuclear deal, brokered while Biden was vice president, resulted in Iran gaining billions in profits from the reduction and elimination of sanctions, as well as the separate $1.7 billion cash payment from the Obama regime. Trump reimposed significant sanctions on the regime, largely on its lucrative oil industry, and has pressured allies around the world to reduce their commerce with the Islamist dictatorship. The Trump administration has also significantly reduced Iran's military influence, particularly with the elimination from the battlefield this year of its premier terrorist mind, Major General Qasem Soleimani, the late head of the Quds Force. The Quds Force is the foreign arm of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, the terrorist wing of the Iranian military. The Trump administration also designated the IRGC itself a foreign terrorist organization. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.